Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Josh Allen and the Bills off to Houston. Sal's on the trip. He'll join us around 5, depending on when they get there and whether he can find a safe space to call us from. Just getting ready for tomorrow by looking up the Houston weather, because even though the game will be played indoors, I'll need to tell you, because of sponsorships, what the weather is like in Houston like 11 times. 84 right now. Not that it matters at all.
Yeah.
What it's going to be like there tomorrow. But 84. That nice. Sounds all right.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
You and I have been there.
Yeah. We've been to Houston. Yeah. I was last in Texas just about 5 years ago. No. Wait. What is? Yeah. No. 4 years ago this week.
Yes. Nobody went anywhere 5 years ago.
Right.
So cross that off.
I 5 years ago I did go to Texas 5 years. You could do anything in Texas 5 years ago.
You had to get out of New York.
You had to get out of New York. I did. I went to Amarillo 5 years ago. 4 years ago, well, I went to Wichita Falls.
Yes.
And I was just thinking about this today. Not that I got a Facebook memory, but it is the time of the year. I'm glad I made that trip when I did, because I saw my son play the last real competitive hockey game he ever played. On that trip, a month later, he was home and done playing hockey. But just about 4 years ago this week, I think the 21st of November, it's the same week that the Bills got drilled by the Colts, because I was watching that game on a plane flying back.
You weren't here for that?
Wichita Falls, Texas. I got home in time for Isaiah McKenzie to fumble, I think.
You were at work that day?
No, you were solo that day.
Oh, wow.
I was flying back. From Texas.
Houston, I think, was my favorite Super Bowl trip of the five that I made. Five or six.
Really?
I think that was my favorite.
Wow, because I missed you. You were in, San Diego and New Orleans?
Went to New Orleans alone, and I was a little bit hanging out with Larry Felser, which was fun, but I didn't really. Brad was there. Just didn't really have a game in New Orleans. So just a lot of casinos and wandering the streets alone. San Diego was the second one. That was with Chuck Dickerson. He and I didn't hang out, so it was much the same. Third would have been Jacksonville or Houston. I never remember the order. Jacksonville was the first one. That was you and me.
Yeah.
That was all right. Houston and then Detroit. And Houston was my favorite. The whole thing with the poker guy and Kenny Mayne and the racetrack.
Yeah,
we went to the racetrack with Gary Stevens.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
That really was fun. Yeah,
that was my best one of those weeks for doing things.
Using stuff we'd acquired through the week for free in the media center as like pot for Kenny Mayne to play poker with.
Yes, and Phil Gordon. Yes. And Paul. Paul always makes it more fun.
That's right. Paul was on that trip.
Paul was on the trip. Then we all went to that restaurant, and I left with people.
Strangers, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm like, I'm just going to go do this. I'm all pumped up from the week. I'm just going to go with them.
That dinner.
And then.
How many people were at that dinner?
10.
10? That is.
Paper guys.
Yeah, newspaper guy. I think the late Alan Wilson was at the table,
if
I remember correctly.
He was.
That might be it's not the only time. I mean, I've been out to other dinners with lots of people, but as far as like a work trip goes in this business, that's the only one of those I ever really had.
Okay.
We didn't do that, really. We didn't do any of that when we were in Jacksonville or in Detroit that I remember. We went out, but mostly just with, you know, you, me, Paul, and whoever else we had tagging along with us. But that was, like, you know, kind of, you know, I see these pictures, you know, Sal traveling, and there's these huge tables of people eating in Indianapolis. I very rarely have done that, and that Houston one stands out as having done that, and I enjoyed that.
Yes. Yes.
And then losing you.
It didn't end well for me.
Not knowing really, like, we weren't really great friends yet then, were we? I mean, it was a second Super Bowl, so we'd been working together for 2 years plus.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't describe us as particularly close.
Like, okay.
You know, certainly not all the many years later now that, we, you know, our friendship and partnership has evolved. You left the restaurant with people I didn't know.
Yeah, two people.
And I really didn't know if you were going to be there in the morning. Like, I had the rental car, and I remember, you know, we had a pretty early call to get up. And I, you know, I'm going to check out, and there you were in the lobby, right on time.
Oh my gosh!
Like, credit to you.
It's been too long for me to actually remember like how I got out of what I got out of there, but I was in a car. I was in the back seat of a car, having left the restaurant with two people, and we were making plans, and then some sort of drugs appeared. From them in, like, before we pulled out, I wasn't driving, before the one woman pulled out of the parking lot, she and her friend started to, like, you know, do something.
Right.
And I got out of the car.
Like, that's it.
I'm not going with you. And they're like, what? And I'm like, no, I'm out. That's how I was raised. I'm out. Yeah. And I was part, like, proud of myself and part, like, what an idiot.
What did I just
this could have been
on?
Really cool.
Yeah, you're right. It's but an all-time story that you could never tell on the radio.
Right.
Like, it's what it could have been.
It's barely tellable. Right. So I get out of the car, and the driver, she's mad, and they just leave. They just peel out, and here I am in a Houston parking lot, no idea where, just somewhere near that restaurant.
And these are like pre-Uber Lyft days, like none of that.
Yep.
Right, none cabs, of that's happening.
But, yeah.
Cabs, sure. Cabs.
So who do I call? I was embarrassed because I left you and my friends to go with them. And then that imploded. So now here I am in this. I don't think it was that warm. I'm in this parking lot the Friday night before that Super Bowl. And I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Like, report that the whole thing had just died.
Yeah. Can you come rescue me?
Yeah. Right. I wasn't ready to do that. So who do I call? Phil Gordon. I called the poker guy. Professional poker player, host of Celebrity Poker Showdown. We met him. He's there as a celebrity for that week. We met him. We talked a little bit. I remember talking to him on the side about different celebrities. Like, were they actually cool and everything? Like, he was very friendly. And I, as opposed to calling you to report that I was dying here in the parking lot, I called him, and he didn't pick up.
All right. You're maybe what, at that point, you don't want to give up on your Friday night. The reason you went right with these people, like, what was I doing? I was going back to the motel to go to sleep. I had a nice dinner. I don't know what we had to drink, but I'm sure there were drinks. Like, I'm good. Right, I've done all I need to do. I'm not party guy. I'm not club guy.
No,
I do not need to go somewhere where the roof is being raised or it's on fire or anything.
You're married. I'm single.
Right. I just want. And my wife. This is Houston.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's pregnant with Leo.
Okay.
I want to get home. If the week is over, I just all I want to do is get on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'm a buzzkill. So yeah, you're calling Phil Gordon. If I pick up, all I'm going to do is come get you, right? So you probably are like, well, Phil Gordon's probably got action.
I need something.
Let me get some action.
I'm single. I'm out in Houston.
I just turned down action potentially in this car.
I did. I turned down quite a bit of action in that car. Multifaceted action.
Illegal
out.
Action.
Pass. I'm out. Right. Call Phil Gordon. Nothing.
Yeah.
And then it was, as it happens, it was upon our arrival in Buffalo the next morning, next afternoon, I got an email from my future wife, who I was not seeing at the time, just to tell me that her grandmother had died. And that was something we bonded over, that our grandmothers had been friends in like the 30s. And so, like, I was not expecting to hear from Carolyn like that at all. And I got
now
home from Houston.
Get in touch with her. She got in touch with you.
The night before blew up, I got home. I sat down. I opened my email, and I got this email. I called her immediately. We were together the next day. Houston.
Do you know? I'm sorry we're here, but I'm just going to squeeze this in. Do you know that the night that I met my wife, I was also on a date that I hit the eject button on.
I think I did know that.
I was out with someone who I knew professionally, and we weren't like an item or anything, but there were also illicit substances involved.
Oh boy!
And things were, and there were hockey players around.
Oh, that's trouble.
And I was like, I was like, I don't think I can be. I don't want to be here anymore. Not even should I be here. It's like, I do not want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
No names are going to be mentioned here, but I was like, I'm out. And I was in Chippewa area. It was snowing. There was snow in the streets, hadn't been plowed. And I didn't
really
have a car. And I walked from Chippewa, not super far, to the Old Pink. And my wife was there. She had been out with friends, and everyone had sort of, she lived right around the block in Allentown at the time by herself, and so she was still there, and we had met previously and had a couple of conversations, but never really, you know, got anywhere, mostly because I was always attached, and here I was in the wind, bailing out on a date, walked in, met her, and
okay,
the rest is history.
Suddenly it's a Valentine's Day show.
I know, I'm sorry, but you just, I never realized how, I guess I'd forgotten. You told me before about this email from your future wife.
Yes.
On the heels of this Houston trip, but it never connected to me that we have, like, slightly similar stories in how we got together with our wives.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's break because there's no segue.
Right, here. There isn't. No.
I'm taking a call about the Bills linebackers right now. Timeout. Sal will join us later. We'll talk Texans at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.